right. Let me turn that down a bit. So that was What's Wrong, Tohei, with a song called Poison Ground. You're listening to Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and now it's time to switch over to the live music portion of our programming. And by switching over, I'm literally going to have to run over to the other room and press the switch, so there might be some dead air. But Men at Adventure is going to be on very shortly, like right now, as soon as I switch them over, live on CITR.
That would be you guys are on.
Hey, we're on. Like for real? Like live. This is live?
We'll be right back.
bags were meant at adventure.
Indeed.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Ben.
We're back. We're live. How's it going?
We're live. We're good.
It's great. Thank you. Is things going kind of crazy?
Well, it's a good warm-up. Should we do it for real now?
Yeah.
Should we do it like on the air now?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, while we try to figure out where the
first song.
The sounds coming from well, Chad, it could be me. It could just be I'm pretty staticky. Men at Adventure live in studio. First thing first. Every time I say "Men at Adventure," I need to say it really slowly because people keep thinking I'm saying "Mennonite Ventures."
It's really hard to say.
I know,
no doubt about it.
But
there's also Manatee Venture.
Manatee Venture. So you guys have been individually been around for quite a while, but the band is pretty new, right?
Well, we actually we've been around for about a year, but we take a lot of vacations. So. That's one thing about being around as long as we have as human beings.
Old men.
We need to take breaks.
Because most people's first show, the first time they've seen you is probably at Victory Square.
Yeah, probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, our first shows was like a little tour with Quest for Fire. So a lot of people who saw us for the first time were like in Calgary.
Oh, right. Nice.
But, you know, we've played some shows. We've played some benefits. We like to play a benefit here and there.
That's always good. Victory Square is kind of like a benefit. Benefit to mankind.
It pays better than a benefit.
Yeah. Nice. How did you enjoy that show? The Victory Square thing.
It was interesting.
Outdoor.
It was very bright.
Yeah. You're not used to playing at 2 in the afternoon? I think that's
it's weird. Not used to that.
It's not our general, but, you know.
Yeah,
that it's was nice to shake it up. And
yeah, awesome. And you guys have a new recording of sorts, too.
We do, indeed. We have a two-song 7-inch that comes with a couple of secret songs digitally on the Storyboard label.
Right. So very nice. So that comes out today, yesterday, or something like
it was,
that?
Yeah, it was in Tuesday. Stores today, or it's been, Tuesday. I don't know. It was supposed to go in stores Tuesday, but I think, you know, like everything else in the world, it may have gone in a day late and a dollar short.
Right. But you guys,
it's in stores now, right. And it's coming out on, we're doing a release show on Saturday at the Astoria.
And you guys have physical copies of this yourself.
Indeed.
Yeah. Indeed. And I was reading the little promo that you guys have, and I guess the most notable thing that's mentioned about the record is that it's semen-colored.
Oddly enough, we didn't actually think that would be noticeable.
Notable. You didn't think so, eh?
And it wasn't really on purpose, but it is a very odd-colored vinyl. See, I mean, I'm not sure who's, you know... I'm sure everybody's semen is slightly different colored. Yeah. And, you know, as for the swirl, you know, there's blue and orange swirl. Again, I can only speak towards my own. But it is my own
backpedaling.
It is my own semen colored.
But who came out like as soon as you saw it? Like I assume when you order the vinyl to be made of the palette of colors you choose from, none of them said.
Well,
semen.
Okay. The colors
seen,
that we chose were blue and orange.
Yeah.
But somehow came out semen colored.
Yeah.
And you know that so is life. So is life. You know.
But I'm just thinking, when you first got the pressing, they just open it up. It's like, holy crap! Like,
that's I wouldn't say holy crap. We were kind of more like, all right.
That's all right. Well, we can work with this.
Or trying to, or be more excited. You know, our good friend Joe said, "Wow, I've never seen a record this color before."
Yeah. But it sounds good. That's all that matters, right?
Indeed.
And not that that's a bad color. Some people would quite enjoy such a. And that color, yeah. So is when was this recorded? Is this sort of like a sampler toward? It's a sampler toward a more full length at some point, or just a teaser now, or is it?
It was recorded actually about a year ago.
Yeah,
which was intended as a demo, and we ended up liking it so much that we made a record, or we made this record out of it. But I suppose it's a teaser, but no, we aren't.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Ben, we are actually recording our new record right now. Like, as you are the producer, you should know that.
You actually...
This is it.
You actually are...
But yeah.
You get credit for speaking.
with all the static stuff. It's awesome. It's great. It's a new sound.
Oh, and I mean, we recorded the 7-inch was actually, as Dave said, a demo. We recorded in our practice space with Josh Wells, our good friend, all live off the floor. So yeah, if this turns out, man, 12-inch is it? Awesome. Radio hell.
Awesome. And then Adventure, is everything cool?
Yeah. Technically, Evan, you kind of switched something in here.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Can you hit the kick once? Do you guys want to... Yeah, just give it a go, and if it goes crazy, we'll...
Yeah, you can just stop us if
we'll just stop.
Are you going to stop us if we go crazy?
Okay.
That's how it goes?
Awesome. Live on CITR.
Convey my opinions.
Live on CITR. We're going to chat for a little bit while Evan is going to try to switch out one of the mics.
That sounds good because we only have one song left.
Oh, perfect. So I was actually on my way to work today listening to a podcast of the show This American Life. I guess you guys have heard of it.
Indeed.
The one I heard today was about adventure, actually.
Ooh.
And the two stories I heard, I forgot the first one, but the second one is about a man and his adventure. It's about a guy who lives in China, and he's like a foreigner, he's from Minnesota, he's in China. He was kicking a soccer ball after a soccer game and accidentally kicked it into like people in the restaurant and ended up being arrested and got stuck, imprisoned, more or less, in holding cell for 8 months.
Wow.
Just for landing. Well, he kicked a soccer ball, and then the guy punched him, and he headbutted the guy. So he was.
All right, well, don't leave that part out, Ben, because that's pretty. That's a pretty important detail.
And he also murdered a kindergarten class.
But it wasn't as bad. Basically, anyways, his adventure was that he ended up meeting a lot of different people from different cultures and countries for 8 months. It's kind of adventurous, but it's not a.
He was in prison, and he met all these people.
Yeah, because they put all the foreigners in the same jail cell.
Oh, okay. Where was he? Was he for Canadian?
He was from Minnesota.
He was from Minnesota.
He was American.
A Midwesterner.
So there's people like, apparently there's like drug dealers from Vietnam and people that tax evaders from whatever, India or something. It's a various amount of people. So he said he had a good.
That does sound like Men at Adventure.
It does sound adventurous. Yeah.
Do you guys have any story at all?
Any nothing at all. We got
There was the time that Jeff drank all the milk and ate all the cookies.
I don't even think I know
about that. That sounds interesting.
Well, I mean, you guys know about milk and cookies, right? Well, there wasn't any left.
They were eaten.
They were eaten.
Like, but not in a Santa Claus kind of way.
I think it's, I don't know, I guess that it's a bit, you know, it's like kind of being ironic, because mostly we formed a band as an excuse to like get out of the house and drink beer. So, you know, I mean, I guess it's
that's a great excuse.
It's an adventure.
No better
of
reason,
sorts.
Really. That's fantastic. Anyways, Ben Adventure, we got one more song?
Indeed.
Indeed. Awesome.
Are we ready? Are we ready for one more song?
I believe you are.
What's the longest anyone's ever jammed on this show, Ben?
We did 24 hours straight of 30 bands or so, but the longest one person has played was probably Burnside. He played for an hour and a half.
All right, we only have a half hour, so here we go.
Okay, we may jam as long as 4, maybe even 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Well, we but, got nothing on Burnside.
But probably not. But maybe.
Whatever you want, we got time.
Live at CITR. Thank you guys for coming out.
Oh, shucks. Thanks for having us.
That sounded awesome.
Thank you, Ben.
That sounded awesome. Playing Saturday night at the Astoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, with our friends War Baby and Scarebro and
Uh-oh
from Milwaukee.
Awesome. Is there a website of sorts? I guess it's a...
Oh, yeah, the internet. Check Google.
There's this thing called Facebook.
Yeah.
Google, it's on there. Google has us.
Google.
Awesome. Thank you very much. New 7-inch available at the show Saturday and also at the finer record stores around town, I'm sure. The fantastic colored.
True.
7-inch. you might as well just get it just to see what it actually looks like.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out, and thanks, Evan, for sound tonight.
Indeed. Thank you.
And coming up very shortly will be Ochre and Funk. your life. This has been Thunderbird Radio Hell. Oh, next week is a fun drive. It's very exciting.
I love fun.
Yeah.
And the best.